Hi, everybody. We're here again. And now it's Wednesday. 2 days ago, it was Monday. And today is, from our timekeeper, Larry, it's August 22nd, 2012. Thank you, Larry. And today's our self-empowerment night, so we can talk about self-empowerment issues if you have any. Or questions about maybe even the self-empowerment clearing. So if you want to call in, that'd be wonderful. And call in about a clearing that you have experienced already on the website that dealt with maybe a self-empowerment issue. And it could be anything. It could even be something that where you had like maybe mind looping. Maybe you did the mind loop one clearing and it helped you out to get rid of issues that was recycling inside of your head, which you couldn't get away from. Maybe you had an issue with a betrayal, so you're unable to open up to other people to maybe to even receive money. Maybe you didn't like the way some people looked or acted, so that took away your good. Maybe there's something else happening. So this is our night for people to share on the fast chat, and also call ins about what clearings they have had, you know, in the past about self empowerment, or maybe also what they might need. So what we do is we like to have the people on the fast chat, if they have had a clearing that might help someone who calls in, or maybe somebody in the fast chat says, "Gee, you know, I have this kind of problem. What can I do about it?" Then if you can all help that one person. Is what you have done in the past give them some more insight. So that's what the show's about tonight, about self-empowerment, and the whole thing is empowering you. So let's see if Carrie's out there. You out there somewhere, Carrie? And thank you, Ed, for playing the harmonica again. Very nice. Give us a little breather to get settled in before the show starts here. So, thank you, Ed. Carrie, you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody. Wednesday evening here on bbsradio.com, station one. So if you would like to call in, which would be lovely, here are some numbers. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, and the numbers are below the play button for station one on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and then if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, hop down to the line 4 number, and that's area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, let's see. We did have a question, Ron, on here left over from the discussion the other day. I don't remember which show it was, about the sky situation that you've been tuning into. And Melinda is wondering if the new sky clearing is up yet. And there isn't a new sky clearing yet, but I know I remember you mentioning, Ron, I don't remember if I was on with you or if it was Kathy or Anne, but I know you were saying that the Earth Protection Timeline crash might be taking care of this, possibly. And if while we're waiting for the other one to come up, if indeed there will be a sky clearing, that we can do that timeline crash, the Earth Protection. And we have a caller, so if you just could clarify, Ron, if that's correct.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, so do we have a caller on the line?
You sure do. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say this is great self-empowerment night, and I took a few minutes and listed many of the self-empowerment that Ron and Creation Lightship have helped me with, and I really feel like the psychic billboard. I think it was called the psychic mind projection. Does that sound right?
Let's see. A psychic billboard.
Let me look here. Psychic billboard mind projector. Projection.
Yeah.
That helped me greatly. I had a situation at work that actually is a toxic environment. My whole group is dealing with it, and I started running that for myself and for a specific, well, two people actually that were really paramount, and one person retired. I was also running timeline crashes and you know, a lot of other clearings, but I just feel like that psychic billboard helped me greatly. And then signing up for the military, too. It was all in that time that that I had first started running those, and these changes started happening at work. And so it's been great, and there's still some changes evolving, and it's very exciting, and also I know why, because of the clearings that were on the website, and of course the live clearings too that Ron has been able to do for us have helped.
Well, that's great. So have you, you've done it mostly around difficult work situation, you're saying? The billboard clearing?
Right. Well, I did that for myself. If you go in there, you'll see that there's three different viewpoints that you look at. So I did do that, but then I did the timeline crashes too, and those were with the other people in mind. And I know that Ron's talked a lot about, you know, changing the timelines or crashing them so that maybe they can get on a different timeline. And it's just been huge.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That's just in the last, you know, few months. I mean, I've been participating with Ron and Creation Lightship for many, many years. And there's so many things. And I realized tonight when I looked on the website that I've really, I don't know if taking it for granted, but just kind of being in the now. And I noticed on the website there's the actual link where testimonials could be added. So
sorry.
I'll be doing that. I'll
I'm eating in the background.
Testimonial.
Yes, there is a link for that. Yeah, if you want to send in a testimonial, that would be wonderful. It's always nice to keep those updated and fresh. So were you mentioning that you did timeline crashes on the work situation? The other thing I'm wondering is how frequently were you changing the entries on your psychic billboard when you were working with that? How often did you go in and redo it?
I ran it for the specific time that I had. I can't remember if it was a week or 2 weeks, and I left the phrases the same. Now,
yeah.
I used the same phrases every time, and because I thought, well, I might as well start at a base point, and then if I were to run it this week, I would change it a little bit. Because I'm seeing myself differently, too. I mean, isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you're probably feeling self-empowered. You're probably feeling stronger, and you're probably feeling more control over the situation now that you've been doing this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's been huge. So, thank you, Ron.
Are you there, Ron?
Did we lose Ron?
Oh, I'm here. Marie's asking, how many timelines did you crash?
Gosh. It was weeks worth. I mean, I was doing them
you do over 100
in the evenings and the weekends. So, probably just 10 a night because of the timeline.
Okay.
That I I had here. But then on the weekends, I was running them just constantly.
So when you were doing and you're doing the psychic billboard, what I tell people to do is to, when you do the psychic billboard, to look at people around you as how they're responding back to you. Because your billboard, you know, has written on there, you know, like maybe, you know, let's say that you're a plumber, right? And so it'll be on there, I'm a plumber. Well, are you a good plumber or a bad plumber, you know? Do you charge a lot? Well, that's on your billboard. And then you want to keep reevaluating it, you know, because you know you can change your consciousness. So I was just curious, because you want to check it, in case people are new listening, you want to check your psychic billboard every day or two, because people will respond to you differently as that changes, as your message that you're putting out to other people in the mind energy, because we're using mind energy this way. This is a little different. We're able to tap into the mind program of the aliens and change it, because it's working anyway. And they really don't care how the program is working, because you're still under their control. So you're able to take control of your own program and change it. So did you check it every couple of days and see people responding differently as you inputted on there a new reality for yourself?
I did within that time period, though. You brought up a great point, and Carrie brought up a great point, too, as far as changing the wording. So I do need to go back in. Ron, you're right. I know that, you know, consciously, I know that people are seeing me differently or perceiving me differently. But I need to get back in there and project more of what I would like them to see, you know, to add on. So that's great, a great reminder.
Yeah, because some people don't do that. And, you know, it kind of gets stagnant in a sense. So that's why it's really good to change it that way.
Okay.
That's kind of what it's for, is as you move and change your consciousness or what you're looking for out there, then people will kind of come into you. You know, remember, it's like doing a handshake, you know, and you put your hand out, and who's going to shake your hand? You know, hopefully you're not doing that, but you don't want to get those aliens body hopping, but, you know, eventually, you know, you may get the right handshake for the person that's going to really help you. And, you know, you're kind of navigating through, you know, murky waters at first until you finally see your goal ahead of you, and then all of a sudden things start to fall into place. Because that billboard's working anyway. And so if anybody's listening who are interested, it's $20 a month, and that one works very well with the self-empowerment clearing, which I believe is $50 for 6 weeks. So, and the self-empowerment one is one that we put up, and I think there's 38 issues on it. And it can be kind of mind-boggling to the first-time person, but we all have issues. So as you clear those issues, even though you may not think you even have it, you probably do. And so as you start clearing those, you start having a better life, and you start feeling better. And I put that up because some people said, gee, Ron, you know, I need to get out of the rut that I'm in, or I'm stuck or something, and so I put that self-empowerment clearing up. And those two are really good to be used together. So that's, I really enjoy that when people talk to me about the self-empowerment one, especially the people, when I've had people say, gee, Ron, I've been out of work for 2 years, and all of a sudden I did these two clearings, and God, I got a job, you know. Everything just fell into alignment instantly. So that's really nice to be able to see that on results that instantly.
Great. I'm glad that you brought that up. Now, would it be better to, for this next time, or for somebody just doing these clearings, would it be better to run the self-empowerment first? Or does it matter?
Possibly it would, but still, what you have is where you want to go to. So let's just say, you know, it's like driving a car, you know. You want to go to a certain location. So, you know, you know, the billboard one will help you get to that location. The other one gets rid of energy blocks in you that has already sabotaged you in the past, so you might as well get those out of the way. So ideally, if you had a lot of time on your hands, I would say that doing the second one, you know, the self-empowerment would probably go before the psychic billboard one, but so far,
okay.
A lot of people have done them at the same time, and they get great results. So what can happen? Let's just say that a person out there just did the psychic billboard only, and they got what they wanted. Well, there's still, and you know, you still have those sabotaging energies in you on those 38 issues. So maybe you might get a job and may only last for a few months because those issues came up. And so by getting rid of the issues, then you may have the job a lot longer. So that's how I would look at it.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody has done that self-empowerment one, you know, more than one time through. You know, I don't have anybody that I know of, at least nobody's commented if they did it two or three times. Normally, one time, I think, is typically enough on it. And at first, it can be kind of overwhelming because there's so much there.
And, wow.
A lot of the people that do the clearings, they just start off at the first one. They don't really even look at it or want to analyze what it is, you know. They go, well, I probably have it, even though I don't experience it, and I'll do it. And that's the best way to undertake that. Just start from the first issue, I guess, unless one on there really triggers you. And then, you know, do that and just continue on with it. You know, that's what I would do.
Okay,
everybody.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, and I'll see you on the chat.
Okay.
Thanks, Cindy,
for calling in.
Thank you. And I just want to remind everybody, the self-empowerment clearing is part of the Prosperity Jumpstart, the first level of that. That's $50, and you get the
The
self-empowerment and the billboard and a couple of others, which are not on the tip of my tongue right now, for that same price of $50. So if you're going to spend the $50 on the self-empowerment, you might as well get the
yeah.
The other stuff, too. Sorry, Ron.
I always forget. I'm glad that people bring that up, because I forget about it, you know.
Sure.
I'm just thinking of the one clearing, you know.
Yeah. So a couple of other people have typed stuff in that they have found self-empowering or empowering, Ron. Robin is saying the decoding clause helped so much. I was having... where did it go? I was having a lot of conflict with parents. Very amazing, Ron, says Robin. And then Jennifer is saying timeline crashing has helped so many issues, I don't even know where to start. So that's great. We had a question kind of relating to the timeline crashing. Keith is wondering, is the space-time crash very important to do when doing timeline crashing?
Okay, let me just talk about that. That's we first started off with the timeline crashing, and then I realized that sometimes you're not returned back here. So I'll just say 95% of the time, you know, you come back here, and for some reason, maybe you don't that 5% of the time, hypothetically. Now remember, you're still out there in the beyond anyway, from your past lives and everything else. So if for some reason you do it and you don't come back here, you know, it is important to have you here, number one, but it's you're still out there from the past. What happened was I did a, on one of the BBS programs here, I did a space-time crash back in the, like, 1500s or something. And all of a sudden people felt themselves coming back, and, you know, they've been out there for a long time floating around. Hope you at least had, you know, a water bottle with you or something, you know, some munchies in your coat, you know, long-lasting ones, and all of a sudden that you come back and you go, geez, in fact, we'll do it right now. I'm going to pick a date somehow. Let's do the year of 1620. And we'll pick your, to make it simple, we'll pick your current birth date, whatever that would be, the month and the day, in the year of 1620. And we'll just see if you happen to be out there floating around like a cork in the ocean here, not knowing where you are, and probably covering up so the aliens don't find you. You know, maybe you put on sunglasses. I have this black cat. It was a stray, and somehow, you know, after feeding it, it became our cat. But it's an outside cat. It doesn't really like to come inside, but it loves hanging out outside. So the other day, I'm looking at it, and there was a little piece of not necessarily grass, but it was about maybe a foot high, right? So like a little weed sticking up, right?
Uh huh.
And so the cat gets behind this, and it crouches down, and I think the cat thought that it was invisible because in front of it was this plant, you know, just trying to watch things, you know. It's really funny. So here's the whole thing, you know, it's, you know, kind of be like the ostrich putting its head in a hole in the ground.
Right.
You know?
Or a kid so putting their cat. Hands over their eyes.
Yeah, and then the cat and is there kind of looking through this thing, and I look at it. But it's a black cat. So anyway, so hopefully, you know, you may have put on sunglasses out there, seeing that nobody would see you. You know, so here we go. Your birth date of 1620. Here we go. Well, this is a space time crash.
Our birthday now, but for the year 1620, you mean?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I just have them pick that day because you all know what that would be for you. Hopefully.
Yep.
Unless you're born on leap year or something, but here we go. So one, two, well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it, if you're born on leap year? Wow, you're losing all that, those timelines on that day. Anyway, let's go on. One, two, three, coming back, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if you feel more conscious. And so if you do, that means that you are lost in space. And you're back here now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I was about to say I didn't feel anything, and then I had a little yawn. But I really didn't feel much of anything for that one. So I guess nothing happened to me that day. Didn't need to put my sunglasses on or find a weed to hide behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
if anybody else felt anything?
I'm sure some people did. Yeah.
If you're yawning, that's a good indication. When you yawn, you're releasing, say, negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or energy itself, which means that somehow there was a space cleared for you, maybe in your body someplace or something, to come back in, which would be your spirit. So you're yawning. It's kind of like a body reaction here.
Yeah, usually I feel more than just a yawn with a space-time crash, so maybe that was a teensy, teensy, teensy speck of me rather than several specks. I don't know. Anyway, so...
Is anybody out there checking to see if they got cloned out now? Remember, you're probably going into your third clone, unless you really got connected to the show here, and maybe that's holding space for you. So just see if you're changing energies. How is your thoughts? Can you remember back, you know, when the show first started? So we got a caller, so we'll see what kind of self-empowerment healing they've had and what... they want to offer. So, caller, where are you? Who are you?
Hi. I'll offer something about self-empowerment, but I want to make a request because I didn't feel anything just like Kerry with that year that you chosen, but I have a feeling that if I make this request, a lot of people are going to feel this one. Can you space-time crash the time when Jesus was walking the earth? And I assume a lot of us probably missed that boat, so we must have been out in space somewhere. So just curious with that, if I would feel that.
Okay, so what exactly, because I'd have to figure out a time. Remember the...
Well, I don't know when he walked, you would know.
Day, we'll say.
What about the day he turned 20?
Day he turned 20, okay. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So, did you feel anything there?
Yeah.
No, I was going to suggest. You felt something, Kerry?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit more than the other, but it's a yawning feeling rather than a, you know, shaky body thing.
I was going to suggest when he was 33, that's when a lot of people said he came out to do his work. So I don't know if that was true. But
okay.
I mean, that's what I would have suggested. But since you suggested 20, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, it just said you have to get the day, too. So the year.
So the day that he turned 33 years and 6 months old.
Okay, 33 and a half. Okay,
yes.
Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go.
Oh, my goodness. I felt that strong.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, it was in my head. I felt it like it was coming back. My spirit must be coming back or something from there. Very interesting, Ron. I'm glad I said 33, and glad you said 33 and a half, Kerry.
Interesting.
Empowerment thing.
Absolutely.
I've never finished the empowerment clearing, Ron. That's my problem. I never get to finish anything because you always got something else that I got to work on.
You always want to get back to the basics, though.
Yeah, I know, but I thought
clearing,
you wanted to do
the basic ones because those are the foundation of your life.
Well, I found it interesting that the lady that called earlier said she timeline crashed alongside it, which made me think that I've always been using harmonic frequency. I love that one. I don't know why I keep bringing that one up, but I don't really think it's noticed or valued as much in the group. I don't know why. I just feel that that's why I keep bringing it up. But I actually haven't done anything major. I only just started playing with it, but I'm going to use it, timeline crash it as well, because that may make it permanent, those odd harmonics that's connected to the aliens and other planets and all. It's just very deep, and it's so long because there's so many steps that I only worked a few issues on that. I finally put my body as one of the issues, and then money. So I actually just did this. So I'm actually thinking now I should do the timeline crashes alongside it, and that might be interesting to see how the harmonic frequency will change if I crash.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's what I just, when the last call mentioned timeline crashing alongside the billboard and the self-empowerment, I said, oh, my goodness, no wonder I never finished it. Now I can go and do that. Well, any of the clearings, I forget that you can timeline crash everything, right? All the whole life clearings, you probably could timeline crash all of them.
Yeah, I don't see why not, because it would be an issue. So you are crashing
issues. It's sort of like having... It's almost like that all alien parallel life. That crashes timelines because it does the whole life thing, and it does crash, I believe, clones and all that other stuff. So
I don't talk about that one that much. But yeah, that's designed for the whole lifetime of this lifetime and different things. So, yeah, that one. The other one is just due right now in the moment, you know, what you're dealing with, but that goes back for the whole lifetime. So that's why it's so beneficial. But I don't normally talk about that. I have another clearing that I'm going to be putting up, or it's already up, just that I don't ever talk about it. It's the cellular mental one.
Yeah,
so I'll be working on that shortly here to get some text up for it, because it's been on the website for a long time, and I don't normally talk about that one, but that's kind of, in a sense, how your cells connect to who, you know, your body, because they have the issues stored in them.
Right.
We'll be putting some text up on that at some point here, so you could read about it. I have to get a different hat on to figure out what the thing is about. So,
the one thing I wanted, I mean, I don't have, that's been just suggested to me. I just came up with that. But if you want me to give you something that I feel self-empowered with, it's my light infusion chamber online clearing.
Right.
I use that for everything and anything. And I don't even know if it does what I put on there, but I figured it can't hurt to say or to let the light beings know that's what I want cleared. And maybe that'll give them a heads up to, I don't know, let you know there's something coming. I don't know. I just ask.
Doing it right. That's good.
When I can't put up all of the clearings, like if I can't do the entity or the cording all the time, if I don't feel like always reminding myself to get in my heart, I mean, that I know that's important to get in my heart, that I can't use the that light infusion chamber for, but when I've actually said to it to keep my, you know, to shrink, but wrap my auric field, because I know you said it cleans the holes of the auric field, so I asked it to, you know, I instructed in the light infusion chamber to do that, to shrink wrap me, to not allow cords attached to me, to not allow entities to enter or alien parasites. I don't even know if it's doing it, but all I know is when I don't have up all those windows, because I can't put so many windows up on one computer, I use that one as my encompassing one, so I don't have to have six windows up. Like, or it's like to, it's like on my aura protection as well. It's all in one. That's how I like worded it in the special window. I have never felt anything come in me when I did that. And this way, I could not even think about it. I could walk the streets and never even worry about myself anymore. I feel like maybe because I'm not judging anymore, I'm not like on the lookout for anything, so then I'm like in my heart, I'm staying in the moment, and I don't know, I just feel more protected when I do that with the light infusion up all the time, if I can do that. If I only could do one window, that's the one I seem to have up. And I've actually said, I don't even think it can do this, because I know you said even in the light infusion chamber at the expo, it doesn't, I've said, work on my 108 bodies, even though we have the magnetic twisted. I'm just instructing it to do that, and just in case it can, I just ask it. I don't know. You said ask. If you don't ask, you don't get, right? So
That's correct, yeah. Cause see, everything, light sees you perfect. So you need a request to change your one state of perfection to the next. When you go in the light infusion chamber at the expos, naturally, you have to be in L.A. or New York or, you know, be able to go there. When you go in there, I've had people who never requested anything other than maybe something else that they wanted, and they got something else fixed. So it's quite interesting about the light infusion chamber. I myself don't stay in it that long. Normally I'm just too busy, and I might go in the morning for a couple minutes. Remember one expo, I only was in it for probably about 3 minutes total, and I'm still doing good, but we have the monitors up outside, and they put out a lot of energy around the booth, and so I'm probably, you know, getting some of that too, especially when we have the larger monitor up. I think I have a 32-inch monitor, which should put the website up, and put the light beam up on that. And I normally do it for maybe a timeline crash, possibly, or dark side practitioners or something. I did one of those one time, and man, the whole room completely changed energies instantly. It was quite something.
Ryan, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Would be interesting to have the light infusion chamber as the sample for everybody to be drawn to that energy and change the entire expo. People walking in, they will always remember that energy, and they'll be drawn to the light chip after that. That was my first experience that I really came on board. Once I was in that light infusion chamber, I couldn't forget the energy after that experience. It was like I could never forget it ever, and I wasn't able to listen to the show, so that was my only remembrance. Besides the one or two clearings I did with you, that was the most, like, of course, like the emotional clearing was really fabulous, but I didn't recognize myself. It took me a year to do the next level. But right after that was the next thing I did was the light infusion chamber, and then after that I did a whole bunch of clearings, all the self-empowerment ones that you suggested, like the sun bodies and all the planet clearing. I did all of them right after I came into the light infusion a month or two later. I knew at that time my spirit said, do all these clearings now. So it's sort of like if people don't want to go in there and don't want to even pay for it, I know this will be what people will never forget, because if you broadcast that in that whole expo, people are going to walk past it, then they're going to be drawn to it, and they'll come to the lecture. I have a feeling, Ron, if you put that as your one of the options for them to experience just for a few minutes, not for like 5 minutes, because, of course, you need to get that's what helps pay for the booth, I'm assuming, that whole experience. And for it to experience the light infusion chamber, they need to do it a lot more than just once. But it might be a good thing to have up. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Pauline. So.
We had somebody, I know we had an email where somebody was feeling kind of funky, weird, stressed, tired.
Tired, no energy.
Just feeling funky. And, when I found out that I looked and I saw that they were in their body about 45 degrees off to the right. So you don't know when you're not in your body correctly, and you can have physical just being tired or just feeling off. So what you can do, everybody, is command your spirit to come back in properly. And that normally should work for you.
Even if we don't know if it is or it isn't, right?
Right, yeah, you can just command it to come out and in properly, but it may not know what proper is. So I'm a little reluctant on doing this here, but some people out there, okay, maybe half of you can use a pendulum, okay? And so you may want to use the pendulum, and you have your own way of doing pendulums, I'm sure, everybody, if you are involved with normally I think it's called probably dowsing, okay? So the dowsers out there may have a little chart they make up which will indicate yes and no's or numbers or something. So if you are a dowser, what you may want to do is maybe write down maybe the numbers 1 through 180 or whatever seems to work for you, okay? And you may want to maybe put your finger, you know, or maybe you do it in 10 increments, degree increments. Remember, when you get in your body, you turn to the right, and then you can get off. So we'll say if you're 50 degrees off, you can put your finger over the 50, use the pendulum. And if you know how to use a pendulum, this will be like common sense to you. And it may spin that, yeah, you're 50 degrees off or something. Then you can back your spirit up and say, okay, I need to go from here to 40 to 30 and use a pendulum to validate. And then when you hit zero, then you're in your body properly, which means that your spirit is looking forward out of your eyes. So that's one way to do it. I'll give it some consideration. What else I can do to help people, because your spirit, you see, once it comes in wrong, it doesn't necessarily know that it's in wrong. Otherwise, it would have came in right to begin with. So just kind of think of your spirit coming into your body just like you'd be cutting with maybe a hot knife some butter. And once it comes in wrong, that's all that it knows is that particular way of coming in as that particular, you know, say, blueprint or energy. And it doesn't know that it's wrong until you try to figure something out. So I got to see if I can do some homework on this for everybody. But if you're a dowser, right away you could probably figure it out instantly. So I think we had a caller. Anybody out there? And what I'll do is put people in their body properly. So we can do the caller first for 5 minutes, maybe.
Hi, Larry.
Hello. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Can Ron? Okay, can Ron hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to share something with people, Ron, and maybe you have an opinion. I'd like to comment on some of Ron's parables that he seems to use for us, and we try to interpret them and understand what they mean. And one thing that Ron says is that we're not structured. We don't have a structured relationship in our talk with one another. And I think what this means to me is that, like, it's not on TV where they have a question and answer series where it's mind control, and it gets into judgments, and then people say, oh, I'm afraid that if I say the wrong thing, they may start picking on that point. But in our question and answer series that we have with Ron and everyone there, that it seems that it's through the peaceful spirit of the heart that we share with one another. And it seems like, well, we don't have the judgment problem with us because it's more in the peaceful spiritual area. And I think that's what that means to me. And then Ron made a comment, we don't want to violate somebody's belief system. Well, what does that mean to me? Well, what that means is that if somebody has an alien and they sabotage relationships and they don't want you to connect to certain people, but you would like to do that, you have to sort of bow out, because the light says don't be competitive. You bow out and you go around, or you do without, but we don't get competitive. We just do without and surrender and to the light, and the light says no, we just will do without. If it's a blind alley and it's dark, we just go back to Main Street where the light is, where there's more opportunities with other people. And that's what that sort of means to me. But then Ron says sometimes you don't want to press somebody's button. What does that mean? Well, we all have trouble in relating to other people because they always try to block us out, because when we talk to people, we can strengthen each other and make progress, and they block that out so they can control us, and we can be dumbfounded. But so if we talk to somebody about pressing their buttons in the wrong way, they could be very upset. So we have to be careful and avoid that situation of offensiveness to people, but we have to be considerate and avoid that situation. And that's, I think, what Ron means in that regard. And then I had my last comment, and I'll listen to Ron's comments too. In 4000 PC, there must have been a light beam that did a good job there, Ron, because they're still talking about how peaceful everything was 4,000 years B.C., because they said they had the Golden Age in Greece and the Golden Age in Egypt, and it was so peaceful and nice with everybody. And they didn't bring out, and they covered up the ideas that they had a peaceful age because they gave up judgments and they had found peace with one another. But they did drown that out, but they always talk about how peaceful it was. So I'll take my comments off the air if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you did pretty well there, Larry. I had somebody asking me, they said, you know, my boss is kind of interested maybe in what I'm doing, or they might be interested in seeing the website. And you got to really use discernment, because if it's your boss, you may not want to say, oh, man, this is the greatest thing. I got my emotions cleared. I feel wonderful, you know, blah, 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 because they may get on the website and see something that might activate their implants. And all of a sudden, they're going to look at you and say, boy, this person is not a real good Christian here, you know. Because there's something about God on there, and one of Ron's shows talked about the God energy, and, man, that's blasphemy, you know, or something. So you got to be very, very careful when you bring it up to your friends, only because they may not have that same belief, and maybe they still need to do a lot of searching. Like I tell people, what we talk about is so simple and basic, although the alien stuff has got involved in it. But if you take that out of the equation, then it's just, you know, going to your heart center and becoming peaceful. You know, find your own source energy, which is your spirit. So it's quite interesting. So, yeah, it's really hard to sell or push. I don't know what word to use there. What the site is about, if somebody really catches on. Like I said, it may take somebody, you know, six times to hear shows, archives, maybe 10 times before they finally kind of start seeing what's happening and to get broken away so they have freedom. And the freedom in there is what you're looking for. So, and that's what the clearings do, is bring more of you into alignment with who you are, which is your spirit. And that's kind of what it's about. So, anyway, Larry is probably correct there. So thank you, Larry. And what I'll do is get people in their body properly here. Here we go. So since I don't exactly have a way to put you or to have you do it yet, okay, but it may work out, okay? We're going to assume that you're in your body improperly. So here we go. And we're going to bring you back in. So what I'm going to do is go 10 degrees at a time. And I'll start off at going quite a ways out. I'll go 120 degrees and move you around so that you're perfect. And you're going to know what number you are as you start to feel your body change. So you could only be 20 degrees off, and you won't feel anything until I hit 20. That's what I'm talking about here. So here we go. So 120 degrees, there we go. 110 degrees, 100 degrees. So you're moving back, going from left to right. Okay, so you're facing forward. And 90 degrees, and 80 degrees, and 70. And 60, and 50, and 40, 30, 20, 10, and now you're all into alignment. So now you're in your body properly. That's if you are right side up. Okay, so now I'm going to do it. I'm going to turn you in case you happen to be upside down on your body. And it gets a little complicated, but here we go. And I'll just count to five to do that. So bringing you up so that you're facing the right direction. So your head's not at your feet. So one, two, three, four, and five. That should be corrected. And now we're going to do one in case the top part of you, remember, people go out on the astral plane and maybe you had a sword go through your body. And you came in with your legs right, but you're above your legs, above your say your hips, you know, you were not right. So let's correct that. So here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There. And there's a little more to it than this, but this is just a basic sample here. You know, you could have an arm severed, and you may not even know that, and you may start to lose arm energies. Because it's off on the astral plane hanging out, just like you would be on, like we talked about, a space-time clearing. So that happens. And anyway, it can get kind of bad, but basically, for most people, you're just going to be turning sideways, and you can feel the inside of you move. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you've said... You've described what you call the crash landing to us before, where if we particularly, if we're woken up suddenly by a loud noise or even by the alarm clock, if we were in a deep sleep and too tired to really be getting up yet, we can, our spirit comes tearing back to us from whatever timeline it was playing around on with one of our clones, I guess, and it can crash into us really quickly and arrive crooked as a result. So I guess when we get up in the morning, this is a possible time when we might find ourselves not facing the correct way, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So you don't know what happens. Normally you come in wrong when you get startled. So let's just say you're out of your body doing something and somebody claps their hands behind you. That's a good thing to do to people, is to clap your hands in a bunch of people, you know, in a room. And the ones that jump means that they were not there previously. So they're jumping because the spirit now jumps into the body. I call it a crash landing. And the crash landing then makes the body jump as the spirit makes the connection to it. But it can come in upside down. It could be diving like off of a diving board or wherever, you know, looking at that aspect up in the cloud someplace, you know. It could be out somewhere else. Maybe you get permission to go out sightseeing and you're just kind of like doing nothing. And, you know, that's what happens. So maybe the spirit is bored with you. You don't talk to it. It goes, I'm leaving, goodbye. And then you call it back and it's ready to do some work for you, but naturally you don't talk to it. But anyway, oh geez, our show is coming to an end here.
I know, and there were lots of comments I was going to read and still some more questions, but I'll just let you know, Ron, that there was a lot of yawning going on and various other feelings from the space-time crash you did with Jesus at 33 and a half years old, and several people said that they felt that one was a lot heavier than the one where he was 20. And I'll just ask you this one question relating to that. Rupert is wondering, how long is this timeline crash going to be going on? This is a long timeline crashing in waves, so... Ooh, and a bee.
Be a long time. Yeah. The timeline crash could be up to 3 hours in length, so just hang on to your seatbelt.
Oh, a long one. Yeah, okay. That was a space-time crash, too, I think. Oh, did you do a timeline crash? Space-time, I think, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think our show is about coming to an end. I heard a beep there.
Did somebody just call in right at the end here?
Yeah, it's just Sharina. I just wanted to say a quick, huge, huge thank you to Ron for yesterday. I just completely feel different. I completely feel the connection. I woke up this morning feeling so peaceful and settled and needing anything. And just thank you, Ron.
Yes, and we just did her twin flame energy the other day.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, terrific. Oh, yeah, I bet you feel really, really great.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling in with that, Sharina.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke. So we'll end our show here. And so blessings, everybody. Next BBS program is Friday. And that's our paranormal night. So if you have any paranormal stuff you'd like to talk about or come on a fast chat with, by all means, please do so. So we'll see you later, everybody. We have a micro effect program tomorrow night, and also we're on TalkStream Live. I don't know if we were on TalkStream tonight on BBS with the show being there, but possibly, I don't know. So we're trying to get that on to TalkStream also, our programs here. So we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank
blessings
you,
and have a good evening. Thank you, Carrie.
Night, everybody.
See you later, everyone.